Kilman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, everybody huddle up. It's time for a little spoken hustle from Mr. Thiel.
Yeah, man.
I want to start with a poem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Okay,
let's take
cool.
it back to the roots, yeah.
Yo, man, I haven't done a poem in a long time, right? Okay, cool. I wanted to do the poem that I thought of. Actually, this is crazy, man. So we had to do that thing on Friday. We had the Young Leadership Seminar.
Yes, and it looked like a runaway success.
Yeah, it was actually pretty cool, bro. It was very cool, man. We pulled it off quite well. The team worked really, really hard, man.
Rock stars.
It's madness. Anyway, so I was in traffic and I was like, man, I can't just talk. Like, to be really honest, I don't even really, the talking things are cool. Like, it's cool, you know, it's cool. I guess it's cool to share ideas with people. That's sort of what I try to do. I don't really have, I guess, like, if you find inspiration from me sharing ideas with you and you sharing your ideas with me, or inspiration in my ideas, then that's cool. But I don't really like the concept of being a motivational speaker, because I feel like anything that's self-help is just bullshit. Like, you help yourself. That's what it is. You know, nobody can help you but yourself. And that's what it is. You know what I'm trying to say? So you know how to do it. You just got to get over certain things in your life and then just do it. So I enjoy the art side of things, you know. So I thought to myself, shit, man, I got to think of a poem. So in traffic, because there was a bit of traffic on Friday, I thought of a poem. And then I spent like hour and a half trying to remember the poem before I had to go on stage. Which is quite, like, I pushed myself, because if I forgot it on stage, I'd look like a real moron.
Yeah, that would have been a problem.
Yeah, anyway, so it's called, the poem's called Flexible Spines. Everybody kind of liked it, which was pretty cool. I got a lot of tweets and stuff, which is quite nice. But it's, yeah, so it's called Flexible Spines. It goes something like this. What if we could have achieved things if only we asked? Like, if I took the chance, could I be the rapper? If I rolled in a panda, would I have broads in Atlanta? If I did comedy, would they stand up? And would they still shoot me if I put my hands up? Maybe my white life matters, but my black soul doesn't. I've seen them line outside Starbucks in their dozens, and I quote, we'll never line up outside the polls to vote. The same people turn around and talk about the country like they just can't cope. Man, I'm losing hope. Everything's twisted. Can someone explain this to me? Why do good people keep getting screwed by life like you swear it believes in monogamy? Because when I close my eyes and look into my mind's astrology, they tell me we're free. But how are we free when every month we work to pay the landlord? And how are we free when half the country's screaming, where's the landlord? Maybe everything normal needs to be completely redefined. Like, why do we have to have strong backs? Can't we have flexible spines? The questions unanswered are the ones that I pursue. And I don't do it for me. And I don't do it for you. I do it for the author in my head who writes my story in lead, because he seems to always erase the memory of when it was myself that I first met. Now chill, bro. I know that I sound cynical. All I'm really trying to say is that if growth is necessary, then change is critical. A man once said to me that changes are only constant. He said it so sharply it cut skin deep, but it made me think that if changes are only constant, then why do we live by the same principles? Born the Poet.
That's really good. That's really good. It's very impressive.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, you're quite good at that. That's cool. No wonder they liked it. That's very good.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
What do you uncover about yourself when you write the stuff or come up with the stuff? Like, what does it do for you, the process?
A lot, bro. I'm such a fan of any creative process. I love any creative process when it comes to people making music, people writing poetry, people shooting movies, writing scripts, you know, anything that's got to do with digging so deep within yourself to come up with something that's conceptual and that's impactful. And, you know, I think those things really, I find a lot of inspiration in people that do that, you know. So when I push myself to do it, and I try to think of clever ways to use words and clever things to say, or profound things to say in a creative way, you know, it kind of gives me a release. It makes me feel alive, you know, for lack of a better word, I guess. It makes me feel alive whenever we do something, or whenever I do something and I feel like I can just watch it now and I can just say it and see what people think, and just put it into the world and see how it manifests or how people react to it is something amazing, man. Like, I think that's what all of us human beings, you know, we're born with the natural organs and ability to recreate life, you know. But I don't think it stops there. I think we have a whole lot more ability to create. And, you know, I think that's what all of us are meant to do. We're meant to take this world add some of us into it, you know, and before we leave, you know, whatever shape or form it is, whether it's you're a broadcaster, you know, whether you're a journalist, a writer, even if you're just an entrepreneur, you've created a business, you know, you've created a model, you've created a life for other people. That stuff is powerful. You know, I think if we all start seeing ourselves as creators, you know, and not just human beings that live in a system, I think we'll have it'll be a better place to live, you know. I think people will feel a lot more alive. I think people will realize their potential a lot more. So it's pretty much that, man. It's just, it does that for me. It changes my perception on what life can really be about and what possibilities, you know, are out there. If only we look deep enough within ourselves, you know, we can find them or we can create them.
I like that. That's a good reason to write a poem. A very good reason to write a poem.
Yeah.
I want to get into something else on the agenda here. You say here that we should be spending more time with people that offend us.
Yeah, exactly. And you know who actually said that was Gareth Cliff. Yeah, Gareth said that on Friday. And when I watched him, like they interviewed him like on a panel, and just talking about his story, about like just his life, you know, because he's got fairly inspiring life, Gareth. He said that. He said, you know, I'd rather spend, it was very impactful to me. It was something that I will never forget. He said, I'd rather spend my days with people that offend me and I learn something than people that agree with me. And, I thought that's a really interesting way to look at it, because a lot of the time we shy away from people that offend us because of their opinions or because they think something of a certain thing we might believe in. And, you know, perhaps there's lessons that go unlearned or, you know, unrecognized in those kind of conversations, you know. So it really made me think, like, these people that in my life that I feel might offend me or might make me feel some type of way because they don't always believe what I believe, perhaps there's value in actually spending a bit more time around people like that, and or not to make the effort to go spend around time with someone who offends you, but when you're in a situation where somebody might be offending you, instead of getting your back against the wall or getting defensive or leaving, you know, maybe just put that aside and see if you can learn something. So I thought that was quite an impactful thing that Gareth said, and I think it's something that I want to do, you know, share with you guys, because, you know, we all get offended every day, every week, and every month. You know, it's part of our lives. We constantly getting confronted with, either by other people or by the news or by anything that might offend us. Perhaps there's something we can learn about ourselves, about what they have or what their point of view is. But, you know, at the end of the day, you probably learn something about yourself, you know?
Absolutely. And remember that you offend people as well. So
that's the other side of the coin, right?
It's like it's a two-way street.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I think the more we, The more we are conscious of the fact that we offend and we get offended, I think we'll have a better relationship with each other in society, you know?
That's it. Okay, final takeaway.
The final takeaway is that, you know, nothing can change if nothing is new. So, you know, what I encourage people to do, even in my little talk on Friday, you know, I just said we don't need new leaders, we need new ideas, because new ideas are really what changes anything. A leader is just someone who comes and goes. They've come and gone through the centuries. There's been kings that have walked this earth. Now they are presidents. They are prime ministers every year. It doesn't matter. We don't need new leaders. We need people with new ideas. And maybe we need communities of people with new ideas that have common goals. So I think up to us young people, we need to start thinking of new ideas and stop being concerned about being a leader, but be an individual that is going to create an idea that they can watch live in the world and perhaps change the way the world works.
Power. It's V_everything on all social media except for Snapchat, where it's Vaughn the Poet.
For real, bro.
Power, dude. Thank you very much. Man. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.